next item is Steve and Nancy Millman, three lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 1.
This is a request to create three lots with access from a 50-foot easement. If you recall, at the last special meeting, this request was denied as submitted. The lots were too, proposed lots 1 and 2 were too small. On this proposal, parcel A would contain 32,709 square feet, parcel B 39,260, and the residual lands would contain 5.43 acres. The owner is proposing to create the easement over an existing gravel driveway to serve as access for the three lots. You could approve the request as submitted. You could require an application for a major subdivision. And if you do approve the request as submitted, you should stipulate that any further subdivision will require a public hearing.
Are these lots buildable?
According to the survey.
And the acreage seems right, but they're picking up, are they using part of the road?
Part of the easement's included in the lot area, yes.
Does that affect the building dimension at all?
You wouldn't be able to build on the easement area.
They can't build in the easement.
Yeah. But it wouldn't affect setbacks.
Would it affect the setbacks from the easement? So the setbacks are from the property line, not from the...
Right.
Yeah. There's actually an existing dwelling on the 32,709 square foot lot, which would be parcel A. There's an existing dwelling in ground pool and two concrete block buildings on parcel B. But to build a new home or anything, they would have to tear down what's existing.
There's a house on each one?
There's a house on each one.
Pre-existing to zoning? Probably.
And C would be 5.43 acres.
You wouldn't have to tear anything down because the easement would get you back to the
5.2
acres. And currently, are the two homes on separate lots?
No, that's what they're trying to create.
That's what, yeah.
They're just trying to split those two
and create
the third.
Yeah. Legal, yes.
And those two existing homes would have to have access from the 50-foot easement rather than accessing from the public road?
Well, before we would approve the survey, DelDOT would have to issue a letter of no objection, and there's no way they would grant two entrances for each parcel.
They currently have separate entrances, it looks like, though. There's a driveway that goes back on one and a smaller driveway on the other. Since they're two separate houses, each one has its own drive. It looks like the houses and all the structures are outside the easement area now, so it's not like anything encroaches onto the 50 feet.
So in essence, they're dividing those two by creating the third.
Yeah.
They're putting a property line between the two that was never there.
That was never there, yeah.
They're ending it.
So instead of one property with two houses, there's going to be two separate properties, each with a house on it.
Mr. Chairman, my motion would be to grant Steve and Nancy Millman approval for three lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 1 with a stipulation that any further subdivision would require a public hearing.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve three lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 1 for Steve and Nancy Millman. Stipulation any further subdivision shall be considered a major subdivision at a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next